This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Michelle and Ross were thrilled to find out they were expecting child number three. But on her way to work, Michelle felt excruciating pain in her abdomen and saw the visible sign of a miscarriage. After a close examination, doctors said the baby was dead and administered pills commonly used for chemical abortion to expel the baby's body. During a follow-up visit, a pregnancy test showed positive. 10 days after that, ultrasound revealed a live baby in the womb. Doctors believed there were originally twins, but only one baby perished. Little Megan survived both a miscarriage and an abortion and is now 18 months old and in great health. The moral of this story is God wanted Megan born, so he hid her underneath the protection of his hand.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.